Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who is already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is September 10th, 1953, and the title is Black Jack LaRue. Hope you enjoy.
The Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Black Jack LaRue. In the days when the Cisco Kid rode his great stallion Diablo throughout the Southwest of the 1870s, there lived an outlaw named Black Jack LaRue, ex-logger and prize fighter, a giant of a man with a giant of a temper, and a wild gang of hoodlums at his beck and call. And in the same gang was Trigger Spence, Black Jack's lieutenant. A crafty, scheming, deadly devil of a man who would double-cross his own brother. As our story opens, it's late afternoon, and Spence is riding back alone to Black Jack LaRue's outlaw camp from the tough frontier town of Adobe City.
Steady, horse, steady, not so fast. I gotta do some more figuring before I get back to camp. The time I took over this gang, and the easiest way to do it is to frame Black Jack on a killing. Yeah, Cisco Kid's in town. Blackjack thinks he can lick any man living. Now, look at this. Looks strange. Look like Blackjack had killed Cisco and maybe old Marshall Douglas, too.
Why don't I fix it that way?
Blackjack's brain is just like a young bucko. Sure, I can fix it. Come on, get that boy. Run if you can. Come on. Maybe I can kill Blackjack, too. I just wait and see which way the cards fall.
He's on you first.
Yeah. Be right with him, Blackjack.
What'd you say, Spence? You have been to town?
Yeah, just getting back.
What news for Blackjack?
Plenty. An old coyote of a marshal's laid up with a broken arm and a broken leg.
So?
Took a tumble off his house while he was fixing the roof. Good time now, Blackjack, to get back at him for running us out of town 3 years ago. We go to his house tonight, do me an easy.
Sure, and pity that dog, Spence. Black Jack LaRue does not fight with crippled men. Black Jack LaRue fights only with whole men. I show you, Spence. It's not this. It's endless. Yeah, you sprawl like a big bullfrog, Spence, eh? Big bullfrog. Black Jack LaRue's losing temper. Here, I help you up, Spence. I will even apologize, Spence. You accept? Yes.
Yeah. It's all right, Blackjack. I don't think we'll do that again.
What do you mean?
I mean the Cisco Kid's in town, Blackjack. The making talk. He's been saying that when he finds you, he's going to kick the daylights out of you. He's going to tie you in a knot and throw you away.
He's going to say that?
Yeah. And that ain't all he said. It's a bad hombre, Blackjack. You better keep out of his way.
He says such thing about me. That pig of Cisco, that dog and a dog. Cisco Spain. I will find that Cisco, even though I have never seen him. I will take his body in my two hands, and as I take this branch, and I will slap his body on me. By the beard of all the saints, Blackjack LaRue will make that Cisco run like the frightened rabbit. Allah, Benjamin, you men who follow Blackjack LaRue. Venez avec moi, vite! Tackle this cerveau. We go to Adobe City.
We go to Adobe City. And you'll be staying in Adobe City, Blackjack. 6 feet underground.
Is this up again? Do you think you can manage to feed yourself with that broken arm?
Yes, dear, I can make out fine, Mary.
I hate to leave you, but I have to get to work at the cafe.
I know. I just wish you hadn't taken that job waiting on table.
No, I don't mind it, Gramps. But there is one thing I do worry about.
What's that?
That box of dynamite in here. I wish you'd get somebody to get it out. I'm scared to death of it.
Don't worry none, Mary. There's no danger.
I suppose not. I just don't like it. Well, goodbye, Gramps. I have to hurry. I'll be back as soon as I can.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, youngsters.
Oh,
good. Sounds like a deputy. Come in. Evening, deputy. You seem to be in a hurry.
I sure am, Marshal. I just got word that Blackjack LaRue's heading for town tonight.
Places and I have to be laid up here.
What do you think I better do?
Get out the signs to have all the guns checked at the marshal's office under penalty of arrest.
It won't stop Blackjack.
I don't know. It might. Blackjack's a wild hombre, deputy. But he ain't a killer, far as I know. Now, if you take that trigger spent, he's a born killer if I ever saw one. But Blackjack might order him, hombre, here to check their guns. It's worth a chance.
All right, Marshal.
And I hear Cisco's in town. If you need help, deputy, you might swear Cisco and Poncho in. Or bring him in here and I'll swear him in.
Well, I figure I can handle this job myself.
Suit yourself, son.
Well, I'll get them signs out right away. So long. Good luck.
That serves the expense of a born killer.
Deputy!
That's it all. I clean forgot to ask him to get that dynamite out of here.
Cisco.
Hey, Poncho.
How much longer we stay around at Adobe City?
Oh, until the freight wagons leave, Poncho. We are to guide them to the west.
When they leave, Cisco. We've been here 3 days already, no?
They were due to leave today, but there always seems to be a delay in getting started.
Uh-huh.
What is the difference, amigo? Time means nothing to us.
Partners like a town like this, Cisco. And Poncho would rather be in the mountains or on the desert, away from the town.
Yes, so would I, Chico. But the time will pass quickly.
Uh-huh.
Here's the marshal's office.
Hold on. Slow down.
Come, Poncho. We'll go in.
Here we go in.
Buenos noches, señor deputy.
Buenos noches, señor deputy.
How is this, Poncho? What can I do for you?
We saw your sign at the west end of town, deputy, so we are here to check our guns with you.
All right, hand them over, boys, and I'll give you a seat.
Okay. Here's my gun belt.
And here, Poncho's gun belt.
I'll just put them right here in this rack. Here's the receipt.
Gracias, señor deputy.
Gracias, señor deputy. Cisco, keep Poncho's receipt.
Receipt.
Poncho's whatchamacallit. Poncho loses.
Very well, amigo. I will see it.
What time do you figure to call for your gun, Cisco?
Oh, probably within the hour. We are going to the cafe for our supper, then we will ride out of town and back to our camp.
Oh, well, somebody will be here in the office. I may myself if Blackjack LaRue don't cause me any trouble.
Blackjack LaRue?
Yeah. I hear he's riding to town tonight. You might meet up with him at the cafe, Cisco.
Hey, possibly. Well, gracias, señor deputy. We will be back later.
Cisco, Spence, where will we go to find you?
Well, we might try the cafe first, like that. About supper time, Cisco might be there.
Yes. Hello, to the cafe.
Well, I'll... Hey, wait a minute, Blackjack.
Hey, look at that sign. All guns must be checked at the marshal's office. Will be returned when owner leaves town by order of the marshal.
Yeah, check this gun.
Hey, can you beat that?
Don't that marshal mean for Blackjack to check his gun?
Yeah, that's what he means. Maybe after all, we better call around on Marshal Douglas.
No. Again, I say I do not fight with crippled men's friends, but we will show the marshal what we think of his time. Lay down, fall. Draw your gun. Do as I do.
Ribbon, boy. Again. Again.
That's to be. And I go to the cafe.
Jim, fine food, but do not eat so fast, Pancho. Master me, one moment the food is on your plate, the next moment it is not.
The food not belong on the plate, Cisco. Food belong in behind the stomach. Pancho give it to his stomach fast as he can.
But you can't eat more slowly. He's more polite.
No, see, Pancho is more polite, Cisco.
Can I get you anything more?
Gracias, senorita. Not for me. Are you not the granddaughter of Marshal Douglas?
Yes, I'm Mary Douglas. I remember you and Pancho, Cisco, but I was beginning to think you didn't remember me. I hope you'll call to see Grant, Cisco. He'd love to see you and Pancho.
We are going to call this evening, senorita. I am sorry that we have not called before.
He'll be delighted. I'll see you later, then.
Yeah, you will.
Senorita, nice, Cisco.
Yeah, Pancho, she's very nice.
She's very nice, very nice.
Wonder what that is all about.
Gun, Cisco. Some hombre is not taking the gun, Pancho thinks.
Yeah, it would seem they did not. This must be that Black Jack LaRue on his side.
Sound like trouble, Cisco.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, and I do not like it.
The Cisco Kid, he's here. It is I, Black Jack LaRue, who asked.
Same. I'm here, LaRue. What do you want?
Matter me, it's a big woman, Cisco. It's big like an elephant, no?
So, this is the great Cisco. Behold, this is the one who says he is better man than Black Jack. This is the one who says he tied Black Jack in knot and throw him away. You are shrimp. Come back. Cisco, I do not like the color of that plate you eat from. I will destroy the place.
Do not like to have food spattered over my shirt, Black Jack.
What are you going to do about it? You fight with Black Jack?
See, if you force me to. Come, we will step outside.
Here comes the deputy, Cisco.
All right, Black Jack, you're coming with me. I've taken you in for not checking your gun.
You have courage, deputy. One man against so many.
Another hombre is drawing his
gun. Turn off your lights. Cisco, somebody grab Pancho.
Gotta
make it my hands on you, hombre.
Working good.
Somebody strike a match. Light a candle.
Yeah, I got it.
Hey,
the deputy, he's getting shot.
Look, Cisco and Pancho are all cold. Who is the man who killed that deputy? Show him to Black Jack.
No, I'm just scared.
Cisco's on it, Blackjack. They didn't want you to get shot, so I blasted out the light. Just then, Cisco grabbed my gun, let go of you, but he missed and got the deputy.
Stop him at door, Black Cisco. I do not like this feeling.
Neither do I. Cisco ought to be locked up for this. Let's take the deputy's keys and lock him up.
Ah, sometimes you are smart, mon ami. That is the thing you do. Come, Medalpas. We will lock up Cisco and the other one in the jail. I, Black Jack, will lock up Cisco.
It looks as though Cisco and Pancho are in serious trouble and perhaps in danger of losing their lives. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Black Jack LaRue. As soon as Trigger Spence, steaming lieutenant of Black Jack LaRue, shot out the cafe lamp, he killed the deputy marshal with the next shot. Then gun-whipped Cisco and Pancho. Claiming that Cisco had snatched his gun and shot the deputy, Spence proposed that the outlaws lock up our friends in the town jail. an idea which Black Jack LaRue quickly agreed to. Now, some minutes later, in a cell of the jail.
Cisco.
What do you want, Pancho?
The way Cisco walked up and down the cell, Pancho, I think Cisco got a bad headache like Pancho.
Yeah, I've got a bad headache, amigo. But if we can get out of this cell, I promise you some others will have bad headaches, too.
We not kill the deputy.
Of course, we did not kill the deputy.
But people think we killed the deputy, Cisco.
Some people do not stop to think at the time, Pancho. They're just guided by impulse of the moment,
We must get out of this place. Cisco tried to bend the bars again, no?
Yes, yeah, strong bars, but I will try it again.
Push, Cisco, push. Oh.
No use.
No use, huh?
The bars are too strong, they cannot be bent.
Cisco.
See? Who calls me?
It's Mary Douglas. I'm here at your cell window. Oh, I'm afraid, Cisco. That gang of blackjacks, I brought you a crowbar. Maybe that'll help.
Gracias, senorita. You certainly will help.
Indeed, senorita.
Can you reach it? See,
just about. All right, there you go. I have it. No, we have something to work with, Pancho.
Get out now, huh?
Will you come to the house, Cisco? This town's just plain wild tonight, and I'm afraid Black Jack and Spence will try to get even with Grant for running him out of town some years ago.
See, senorita, as soon as we can get there.
And be careful. A lot of people think you killed the deputy.
What do you think?
I know you didn't. I wasn't right there at the time, but you wouldn't kill him. I know you wouldn't.
You are right. I did not.
I'd better be going. Here come some people.
Do not let them see you here. Hurry, senorita.
Cisco. Sonica, come out to Pancho.
Stand flat against the wall, Pancho. Over here under the cell window. Quick,
and Pancho, I can stand flat, Cisco. And Pancho, not flat. Pancho, flat.
Here's the window of the cell, Albert. I'm going to get him out. Bring him out. All right, anybody
who comes down the deputy ought to be strung up. Yeah, sure, Judge.
Well, I'll tell you what, boys. I got keys to the jail. Hold on. Here they are. Now, go get that
crew. Hold
on. You're right, done for. Well, pull yourself, Benji
Coyote. You are far from done for. Hey, Cisco, take it in what we do.
You should try with this crowbar.
Uh-huh.
If I can bend the bars of these.
Cisco, the bars bend?
One of them is bending a little, Pancho.
Now he's bending a little. Hurry, Cisco, hurry.
Now the other bar.
Mata, Cisco, take it in.
See, the bar is bending.
That is enough. I'll throw out the window, Pancho, and then I'll lean down and pull you out.
Santo, Cisco.
Give me your hands, Pancho. Both of them. Can you read?
Pancho, read.
Now,
come on up, Pancho. I'm nearly out. If Pancho, not too fast to get through the bars.
You are very true, Pancho.
Just in time, Cisco.
On your feet, Pancho. We must run. Come on.
They shoot from behind, and they shoot from in front.
Come on. Who is here, Pancho? Those bushes. Where we can hide. Come on.
I can stop for the month, Cisco.
Not get the breeze. It's all right. Mob is going the wrong way to find us. Come, amigo. We must get to the home of Marshal Douglas as soon as we can.
Where you been, Fred?
Cisco's broke jail. I find Cisco I make with him the big fight. I show him Black Jack is better man.
Ah, never mind that now.
Never mind? You tell me to never mind?
No, Black Jack, this town is right plumb upside down. Oh, we can knock over that bank like nothing.
I will give the order, man.
But look, it's a chance of a lifetime. Where's the rest of the gang?
I told them to enjoy themselves in the cafe.
Well, get them out. I'm going to knock over that blasted marshal.
Again you give the orders. Once too much, I give you a lesson in manners.
And I give you a bigger lesson when Metamponts are around to see.
That's right. There ain't nobody around, is there? All right, Blackjack. You and me are going to settle this right here and now.
You draw the gun.
Yeah, you bet I do, you big dumb buzzard. And here's what I'm going to do with it. That takes care of you, Blackjack. The gang will think Cisco did it. My gang. Now I'll even my score with Marshal Douglas.
Oh, Mary, glad you're home.
I'm glad to be home, too, Gramps. I can tell you that.
I heard some shooting and... Hey, what did you bolt the door for, girl?
I'm afraid we might have a visitor, Grant. Oh, that Blackjack LaRue gang, they're terrible.
A little mite worse than average, maybe.
A little. They killed the deputy tonight.
What?
Shot him down in the cafe.
By thunder, and I got to get out on that street.
No, no, Ben.
I forgot my blessed leg and arm.
And then they threw Cisco and Pancho in jail. They knocked them unconscious, and then they tried to get a mob to lynch them. I took a crowbar to the cell and oh.
Now, quit it now, Mary. Hope you ain't good to cry.
No, I know it. I'm just tired and scared, I guess. I told Cisco to come here if they got out.
Why, Thunder, with all this going on, I'm laid up here. Is he right?
No, but...
Somebody's coming. Maybe it's Cisco.
Who is it?
Come in, Scott.
Oh, good heavens, Ben. It's...
Hand me one of them guns, Mary.
No.
Hand me that gun, I said.
No, I won't. You can't shoot with your left hand, Grant. And he's a gunman. If you had a gun, he might kill you.
Open this door!
Don't you dare try to get in here.
Mary,
I ain't only going to try to come in. I asked
for it.
Mary, for the last time, hand me my gun.
Want to keep me out, was you?
Yeah. Didn't work. Well, Marshal. So you laid up, huh? Now, ain't that too bad?
Get out of here, Spence.
Put me out.
Please. Leave him alone. Can't you see he's helpless?
Sure, I can see it. Kind of hoping that him and me could have a nice little gunfight so if he could have a chance. Kind of tough I'm going to have to kill him without his firing a shot.
You wouldn't dare do that.
Oh, wouldn't I? There's a bullet in this here hip of mine that he put there. I get a lot of pain out of that hip. He's going to get a lot of pain now before he dies.
You murderer. I'll fight you myself. Put down that gun.
If you weren't a right smart little wild, hey, to be rough with you, but I'm just going to have to throw you over the corner.
Why, you weasel scent, you yellow coyote.
Get up. You got your prayers ready, Marshal?
Go on. Go on, shoot.
That's just what I'm going to do.
Well, that's good, Peter. Well,
shut up, boy, so you need to hear shot. Quick, quiet. There'll be no more shots from me. Come on.
Get the stuff, Cisco. Give him my gun.
Cisco, give him two while you stay alive.
That's good. Now, boy, you're going to tell the marshal you killed his deputy.
Lie, Cisco. You don't want to kill him.
Okay, Cisco. I was taking care of these bunches. I saw the flash. A gun in your hand?
Oh, my God.
I to see a car, too. Perhaps this will make you remember it.
That's all I want. I quit.
You remember firing the shot to kill the deputy?
Yeah, I
could. Look out, Cisco. He ran across the room.
Lord, he's picked up a stick of that dynamite.
All right, stand back, all of you. Get back. The thing for me, I hadn't noticed that blast of dynamite. Now things are different, Cisco. I slammed this dynamite down on the floor.
Hey, if you do, you will die as well as the rest of us.
Don't show it, Cisco. We ain't got nerve enough.
Come
on, how you find out?
Let me do the talking, Senor Marshal. Spence, I'm going to walk across this floor. I'm going to hold out my hand, and you are going to put that stick of dynamite in my hand.
Take two steps and I throw it.
Say, I'm going to take one step now. Yes, Pancho. Now I'm going to take the second step, Spence, and if you want to die, throw the dynamite.
I will, I swear.
We will see. The second step.
I said I
throw! Cisco, grab his hand! We'll take that dynamite and
throw it up! Great Jupiter!
See, that was a close call, Marshal. But now you have your worst bandido. And if you care to deputize Pancho and me, we will go out after the others.
I sure will, Cisco. After I catch my breath.
Pancho, the senor is the same. Pancho, quickly!
Not Pancho, Cisco.
Pancho!
He thinks he's the only one. But, Frank, they tried to lynch Pancho. They tried to shoot Pancho. They tried to dynamite Pancho. Pancho showed her how to fail.
It was a bad experience, Senorita. I used it past tense.
Yes, I see your point, Cisco. I won't mention it again. But I do want to tell you how grateful Gramps and I are to you for cleaning up that gang and everything.
Gracias, Senorita. But I believe your grandfather is disappointed. He had looked forward to cleaning up that gang himself.
Well, perhaps. But there'll be others, I'm sorry to say. And he really is pleased with what you and Pancho did.
We are glad we could help, Senorita. And now I must say, adios.
But not like that, Cisco.
Then how would you have me say, Adia?
Can't you guess?
I am not good at guessing. Perhaps if you could show me.
Cisco, you have laughing eyes.
See?
All right, then. I will show you. Like this.
Pancho,
what we here for?
What do you mean by here, amigo?
Pancho means what we here on the earth for.
You know, a lot of others have wanted the same thing, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
But since you ask me, I think we are here to help others.
What other, Cisco?
Oh, other people.
Help other people do what?
Well, help them out of trouble, help them if they are sick, help them any way we can, Chico.
We're here to help others, no?
Pancho, I have already said I think that is why we are here.
See, Cisco. But, Cisco.
Well?
If we're here to help others.
See?
What another's here for?
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.